that is what I find maybe the most fascinating about live art, whatever it is. The moment of coming into, I don't use the word uncontrollable that often, because there's actually a lot, there's a lot that I can do to sort of grab onto the situation and control it. Again, even if I lose my grip, I can sort of, especially when it's just me, no set, you know, when I'm sort of like the one making things up, I can really, if I lose control, I can regain it very fast. But that's not necessarily what I'm always trying to do. I'm also not trying to be, trying to lose control or trying to, I'm not trying to stumble outside of my comfort zone at all points, but I think there's a really, for me, just intriguing moment when I'm approaching an audience with things that I've planned and things that I've crafted and ways to move my body and ways to be in front of people and look at them or not look at them. And then the second I get in front of them, it almost all falls out. It's all of the things I plan, it's almost, I mean, it's a little bit of a stage fright that happens every time, you know, it's like, and sometimes it can just be that simple stage fright and I can regain everything and go through, but sometimes it's actually that the people sitting there and my idea weren't going to work, you know? And because I practice and I craft my form without the audience, which I always find to be strange. So I'm always imagining people and I'm always thinking about people, sort of like all around me at times when I'm making. But that real moment when people are actually in front of me and expecting things of me or looking shy or looking uninterested or looking very interested, whatever's going on, that's the moment for me where, yeah, this uncontrolled space or like this unknown space is very potent. And how do I manage it? I feel like sometimes I don't manage it very well.
How so?
I've this one collaborator that I've worked with for over 10 years now, we've talked about this each year, just trying to get closer to what we want to feel like on stage or in front of an audience. Not necessarily what we want to look like, even though we talk about that, but the things that we want to feel. And I think, so we're often recalling those moments that we felt like we didn't manage the audience appropriately. And I think those moments are, I feel those most when I rush through things because I'm assuming that the audience doesn't want to see them, or I start to get ahead of myself in my own head and I think, oh, they won't be interested in that, so I cut something out. And then, so with that, the times that when I have been managing that sort of live, spontaneous moment appropriately is when I'm taking my time and I'm taking the audience in and I'm sort of directing them and then letting them direct me when it's more of an exchange, even if the audience isn't so aware. Because I think that participatory thing is always there. We get nervous when a performer comes up to us and touches us. I understand that. I get a little blushed in the face too when that happens in a show. But actually there is this in live art, I think even in non-live art, there are paintings that you walk up to that confront you. You know, you can't help but feel like, oh, I'm being called to attention here by this work, you know. So I think the times when I'm managing that space appropriately or when it feels progressive and relevant is when I'm standing strong in front of an audience and also asking for that participation on whatever level they're going to give it or participate.